Hi, good morning, guys. We are rolling after a killer Thanksgiving. How about that? Yesterday, in the you know, I was looking at all these numbers. You're going to be amazed what the power of marketing blows me away all the time. I always dreamed about one day I could just tap a button and the phone would ring. And you know what? That day has happened. And for some of you that have been working this whole year, I'm going to give you some numbers. You're going to say, wow, this is cool. This is very cool. So I'm going to continue, the first half talking about some of the stuff we started with last week. And then after that, I'm going to open it up as usual to all of our great leaders that we have here. And this is going to be it's going to be very interesting though. You're going to enjoy what I'm getting ready to tell you because it's working. How about that? So that's the key. You want to have something, Michael Gerber in his book, The E-Myth, he said in there, he said, you want to create a business that works. How about that? All right. As simple as that sounds, create a business that works, that replicates itself and stuff like that. Right now I'm reading, I was listening to CNBC yesterday and they had the whole thing about retail, what was going to happen in retail this year. All right. And the interesting thing about it, and then they had up there 1,000 restaurants closed just in New York City. All right. And then you're talking about what's going on, all over the country, the pandemic and stuff like that. You realize that it's almost been a year ago that this all came about. And then what happened during that time was certain businesses got shut out. Other businesses took the business from the ones that got shut out. For instance, they had the guy, the CEO of Pizza Hut, okay, on there, and they're loving life. Okay, their business is up for the year. Everything's great because they got a delivery system, right? And so they were already in place, and they sold something like a pepperoni. Okay, they sold a blanket that looks like pepperoni pizza, and they sold like 30,000 of them just celebrating that kind of deal. All right, sold the first day. So the point being is that they were able to do it. And then I was reading about a lot of these retailers that are up 100% their sales, but their store sales are down 50%, but they're up 100% for the year and up 50% for the year and stuff like that, even after having all that. So what did we do? We did the same thing. We started, for most of you, some of you are like the old timers, that got involved in this. It's been 2 years ago when Sales Team Pro rolled out. It was interesting enough, right in November of 2017, we kind of rolled everything out and got things moving. And then what's happened is a lot of you have seen your business grow and stuff like that. So today I'm going to kind of get into it. I want to continue always, if you have any problems, support is the place with Lucas. Ideas at Sales Team Pro, we're always getting new ideas because we're always, something's going to happen new every week. Kristen's doing a great job. If you're a $100,000 earner, we want to hear from you and get you on the list. Nothing's changing. We will be having on Christmas Eve, and I think it's New Year's Eve, I'm gonna have Kristen run reruns. No, I'm not, but anyway, but the point being is we're gonna have a little bit of holiday time where we'll be making some changes, but otherwise we're gonna continue going just like normal. We've got over 1,000 people just on the real estate deal. Every week we get a few realtors in there, and when you start looking at all these numbers, it's a grind. You grind it out. December schedule's the same. We'll be talking about what's coming up. So December 12th, we got the Create Your Business Plan. I've been working on my business plan now all the time. I mean, I usually start in November, first part of November, I work on it. So then that way I got it ingrained in my brain. But I promise you this year, because of the fact we're doing this, it's going to be the best thing you've ever been on. You need to get your team on there. This is doing the important but not urgent. Okay, so that Stephen Covey talks about. So we're going to be doing that and just promote all this stuff, guys. And then on the 13th, we got Ed. I'm sure Ed's going to have some great speakers as always to kick it off. Then we go into the beginning of the year, January 9th. will be our kickoff for the marketing kickoff. We're going to take, and I've had a lot of ideas on that. We're going to basically be talking about, you know, how to use Sales Team Pro to grow your recruiting for the new year. We're going to have that in there. So it's going to be able to take, you know, how to go about doing that. And then also we're going to talk about how to grow your securities business. So recruiting and securities is going to be the big kickoff, marketing kickoff in January. Then we got Ed on the 10th, and then we got the Family Financial Workshop on the 23rd. Now, I want you to put this number in. We had 2,600 people on the workshop, the Fix Your Finances Workshop. It was on January 18th last year, 2,600. I'm getting ready to show you some numbers going to really tell it all about. So scaling. So today we're talking about scaling your business. So what you need to be thinking about is always growing your database. All things being equal, if you have more people in there, you've got more opportunity to do things. So I'm going to show you some numbers that I think are just, you know, very telling regarding your database. So here's our Thanksgiving numbers. All right. So last year, okay, our Thanksgiving, we sent out 93,354 emails. This year, we have 187,000 that got sent out, actual sends. Okay. Now, the interesting thing about it is that there are more emails in the database than there are by a large number, because people are not going in there and setting up, okay, the holiday campaigns, which I'm going to show you how to do that. So if you see all you got, so between now and the end of the year, we're going to have our something coming out at Christmas, New Year's, and then it's going to kind of kick off, and we're going to talk about, okay, the Family Financial Workshop. So the database is up 101%. So let's watch this. So the open rate went from 22,000, okay, 595 to 46,000. So the database is up 101%, but the open rate, we sent twice as many emails out and we got a higher percentage open rate by just a little bit. But a little bit, when you're looking at big time numbers, makes a big difference. Or another way to look at it, the open rate was 24.2% versus 24.7% open rate. So what does that say? It says you've been mailing throughout the entire year and we're doing the right amount of mailing because we're having people open the emails. Now, we added one thing to this. I want you to think about that. Just one little small thing that we added. And for those of you that have your Acuity calendar, it showed up, okay, at the bottom. And Lucas put this on. This was Lucas's idea. He put it on there. It says, start off 2021 and so on. Look what happened, guys. We had 867 clicks to the calendar. Think about that. 867 clicks to the calendar. The year before, we didn't have any of those in there. We got no clicks. So we optimized. Listen, guys, we optimized one little thing on the Thanksgiving email, and it created 867 clicks to the calendar. How about that? Is that crazy? All right. This is the kind of stuff I look at. I'm like, man, so what are we going to do on every single holiday campaign? We're going to add something to take action to get that kind of stuff. And if you don't have your Acuity calendar, you need to get it. Okay. You go right on the resource page, get your calendar, because out of those 867 clicks to the calendar, there were appointments set, guys, because the email said, go ahead and get started for 2021, schedule a review, something like that. And so that's how that happened. So anyway, so now we talked last week, you know, all these different things. And I thought I would cover this kind of stuff up until we get to the kickoff meeting, how I look at scaling your business, getting it bigger, you know, getting it going like that. You know, it looks like I'm nothing like Arlie in terms of numbers, but it looks like that we have a very good chance we're going to go over $1 billion in assets under management. Okay. $1 billion in my organization. And you think about that. I just hit 150 in the base. All right. And I'm not trying. All right. But what I do is I optimize all these little things. So we talked last week about strategic and tactical, meaning doing things, begin with the end in mind, doing things that if you repeat them over and over and over again, okay, will get you to your goal. All right. You want to spend 80, 90% of your time in the strategic work, all right, versus the day-to-day. So the tactical gets you get stuff done, but the strategic work gets you towards your goals. Okay. Then we talked about optimizing time, optimizing money. I'm gonna talk about time, money, and personal activity. We'll get into products, recruits, employees, and then the rest. All right. So let's start out. Optimize your time. I covered this last week. I rushed it. I want to remind you of it. I think it tells it all. If you're right now making $125,000 a year, you earn $62 an hour if you're working a 40-hour work week. All right. Think about that. $62 an hour. So then you ask yourself, you say, how many hours am I putting into things that are less than that? All right. Well, if you waste 2 hours a day and put it into things that are paying less than $62 an hour, in other words, in many cases, minimum wage type stuff, all right, you are costing yourself $31,000. I saw this video from this guy. He said he used to get his hair cut, all right, at this certain place, and he'd drive 15 minutes and do all that kind of stuff. And then one day they opened up a barbershop inside of his office building. Okay. So what would happen is he'd walk by there and he caught himself. He said, man, I'm going over here. He said, I'm making, a lot of money. And here I am. I'm going down the elevator, walking out of the building, driving 15 minutes over, driving 15 minutes back in order to get a daggum haircut. And he said, so what I did is I just decided what I would do is have an appointment, put it on my calendar with the place. I would go down the elevator, walk in there, and about 15 or 20 minutes later, I was back up there in my office doing my job. We do this stuff all the time. So if you optimize yourself, you'll start seeing more productive activity. And if you're wasting 2 hours a day, which in many cases, you may be wasting way more than that, that costs you $31,000 a year. So then you say to yourself, what can I eliminate or delegate to pick up $31,000 a year? What if I did nothing more than save the $31,000 a year? If you're living on the 125 and you save the $31,000 a year, that would make for a good year. What should you do to be increasing the outcome of your time? Okay. So you got to be asking that. What are activities that you would have to do or eliminate, okay, in order to be able to up your hourly wage? Think about this. Your hourly wage is $62 an hour, all right? What are you doing to up your wage, all right? So I start looking at what do I do to up my wage? Well, I want to make sure that I'm not spending time on appointments that are not qualified. There's a lot of things like that. So if you're at 125, what you need to be doing is you need to be in front of people because you don't have a business yet. You've got at 125,000, you don't have a business. So you got to personally be active. Okay. Doing things that's going to cause your business to go up. All right. And so you want to be thinking about that. Then you start looking, you say, well, what is it that I can do to get my hourly wage up, get rid of it? Well, maybe I don't need to be doing things that I could hire someone to do that causes me to make money. All right. So you could start looking, you may have a spouse, you may have somebody. I had a 16-year-old that called for me at night from 5 to 9 at night, or 6 to 9 at night, 4 days a week. I had that going to 16. I had two 16-year-olds do that. That's how simple that was. All right. And they would cold call into neighborhoods and I paid them so much. And I gave them a little bonus for however many names they got and stuff like that. And I would go out and guys, I paid 16-year-olds to make phone calls in specific neighborhoods that represents about 40% of my income right now, where I went out and I recruited directs and dropped in and did stuff like that. So then you ask yourself, what tools do you need to make it happen? In other words, like Sales Team Pro is a perfect example of automating the repetitive. Anytime we hear something, okay, like right now, Steve and I are working on making the dashboard more user-friendly, so you don't have to click as often. He showed you that, okay, where you can pick out, you just go up and it automatically, when you on the custom list, things like that. So you'd have to open it, close it, do all that stuff, little things like that. All right. You know, I'll tell you what I wish that they would stop sending me mail. Okay. From the home office. Okay. Because that just wears me out every day. I'm like, you know, all that mail coming in. So I would like for them to optimize the mail if they're hearing this, anybody would want to agree to that one. But the point being is if you're making 500, you make 248 an hour. If you waste time 2 hours a day, it's $124,000 a year. All right. You know, I listened to George and he's like, you know, I want to go make $1 million a year. Okay. I want to double my income, that kind of thing. Well, then what happens is $1 million a year is you got to be making $500 an hour when you're working. And you start thinking about it, it gets harder and harder to do things that are big enough and productive enough in order to make that happen. So what should you eliminate and delegate, right? If you want to make an extra $124,000 by increasing your income. All right. What should you be doing to increase the outcome? You start looking what you do at 125. Okay. Might be that you've got to be hiring directs and personal and do all that kind of stuff. All right. But if you're making 500 and you got a base shop and stuff like that, then your job should be on the phone talking to your guys. All right. That kind of deal. So what you want to be thinking about is you'll be talking to your guys, getting your guys moving. So how often are you talking to them? Finding out what's going on. What are the activities you got to be doing to raise your hourly wage? And what are some of the tools that you have? And tools can be people, that can be, optimizing different things. I'm going to show you some things like that. So here's what I learned. Okay. And this, I covered this last week. I make $1,000 an hour minimum on a pre-qualified appointment. Yesterday, $800,000 VA. How about that? That was pretty cool. All right. I mean, that was a pretty good appointment. 800,000 yesterday morning. I like that. All right. Did that. I mean, that's pretty good. Right. So do I make $1,000 an hour? Well, I mean, that right there pays a long ways at that thousand. I found out I could sell a group easier than I could do a one-on-one. I can sort the group and increase my closing ratios by, for instance, I'm going to give you some examples. When people would show up at a trade show booth, all right, they would fill out the stuff, and then, but I would put I would put stars on and notes on the card if I had a conversation with them. I would then go on and schedule an appointment if they were willing to schedule right then. I'd put them on my calendar, okay, right at that time. I also, if they were really a good prospect, would take them over and sit with them at the trade show. Okay. If I thought it was something I could do right then, and I would go over and present at the trade show. All right. So you can do all these kind of things, you know, that if you start thinking, you can sort them and increase your closing ratio. I work in time blocks. I'm always self-improving. I understood that driving didn't pay me. Now I think we're really beginning to see that, you know, I hear all you guys that are, we're all doing stuff. You know, I sit right here and do all my appointments. All right. I understood talking on the phone to set appointments didn't pay me because I need to be doing appointments. So I evolved long, long time ago, 20 plus years ago, having somebody making phone calls for me. Matter of fact, it's longer than that. Okay. Back in the 80s, I started having people call for me. All right. So, that way I could be on appointments rather than trying to set appointments, that kind of thing. And I understood I could delegate prospecting. I can delegate prospecting with money. I can have people call for me. I can do all that kind of stuff. So these are things I understood I could replace time spent with money spent. So this is some things. All right. So now let's talk about, and I hope this stuff is helping. But I've had people ask me, how do you run your business? How do you do things? All right. So, you know, this is part of what we do. You optimize your money. So how do you optimize your money? Well, the first thing that I would say to you is this, all right, if you go buy and put your money in a mutual fund and it gets 10%, that means if you put $1,000 in that year and it got 10%, you'd make $100. All right. So what if you put $1,000 into marketing and you did that and it cost you to make 2 sales? Well, that $1,000 that you invested paid you $1,000 a sale. $2,000. You got 100%. All right. So what happens is if we invest money into marketing and sales promotion, it always pays. All right. So what you need to do is say to yourself this year, I'm going to put a minimum of 10% into marketing and sales promotion. And what is marketing and sales promotion? Marketing could be advertising. It could be trade shows. It could be, you know, sales team pro is that. It could be online. It could be offline. It could be, you know, taking, make it, spending money, just getting relationships built with the right people, maybe going to lunch, doing whatever it may be, taking them to the golf course, things like that. Sales promotion, I put that in the category of agents. Okay, what am I going to do to promote and get agents doing things? So take 10%. So if you're making 100 grand a year, take 10 grand and invest it. And so now what you do, and just like the franchises, they have a percentage of sales that they invest. All right. Geico spends about 7%. Okay, on sales. That's Warren Buffett. He's pretty smart. Spend seven. If you look up what they spend on advertising, Nike and all these different places, they have figured out that it's a cost of doing business. That's what it is. If you want to grow your business, then you need to invest in your business. So how do you do that? You come up and you say, well, I made 100 grand last year. I'm going to put 10% in. That's 10,000. I'm going to take 10,000 divided by 12 months. I've got $200 a week. Okay, that I'm going to be putting into something that will grow. All right. And I'm not talking about an office. I'm talking about 10% into marketing and sales promotion. I always had highly trained people to help you grow. So you got to always have people helping you. You know, one of the things that goes on right now with Sales Team Pro is I've got highly trained people that makes my life easier. It makes the company grow. It makes the business go. You keep in mind, guys, we do this stuff, okay, every week and everything. I mean, I can't look back and say I can't remember something going wrong in a long, long time. And the reason is that we've got people that are trained to do what they're supposed to do. That's what you want to have in your business. Now, and when you start out, you're going to have a bunch of part-timers. And what I mean by a bunch of part-timers, I don't mean agents. I mean, like, you know, you're going to have a part-time bookkeeper. You're going to have a part-time lawyer. You're going to have all these different people that are part-time. And then one day you'll get big enough to where you have them full-time. All right. That kind of deal. So you'll do that. You automate your investments. In 1985, I started my first PAC, putting in $50 a month into a mutual fund, $100 a month into a money market account. That changed my life. You want to automate everything. If you don't have a bank draft on your mutual funds right now, then you're not, I don't know how you're even in business. All right. I mean, even if it's 50 bucks, you need to be doing it because what will happen is it just becomes a habit of paying yourself first, everything about it. I have a budget. I go through my budget all the time. I look at a business budget. I look at a personal budget. Okay. I'm always looking at this stuff. This is something you do every year that I do every year. I go fire all of my expenses. Now, let me give you an example. What I mean by firing the expenses. So if you go through your bank account and you look at your money and where it's going, and then you look at all of the credit cards and all this kind of stuff, and you look at it, you say, okay, if I had 100% of my income right now, all right, 100% of my income right now and had no expenses, zero, okay, what would I start spending my money on? And then you look at all of your expenses that you got going out and you only rehire those that you just can't live without. All right. So what that means is that if you are in this, let's go back into this marketing and sales promotion. So let's say you've done that. You put money into marketing and sales and you go back through there and you have a list of all these different things that you've done. You ask yourself this question, which one performed the best? Which one performed the worst? Is the one that performed the worst, should I continue spending money on it? And if not, you eliminate it, right? So now what we do, we fire all of our expenses, rehire those expenses back that you can't live without. And that would be on a personal level and a business level. I talk about that all the time, you know, about just making sure, okay, if I'm going to spend money, all right, once a year. Mike Utes is a perfect example. Utes, he's been doing this stuff forever. The guy's wealthy. And every year about this time, he goes and he checks, and he's checking his car insurance rates and his health insurance rate, all these kind of different things. You know, right now, the majority of people out there that I'm learning, okay, and by the way, Tennessee just got approved for the mortgage business yesterday. And do you understand that the majority of people out there right now should refinance their house? Okay. I mean, that's just it's the majority. So you've fire your expenses, rehire those you can't live without, avoid the long-term expense commitments, all right? Because you get in here, big offices, stuff like that. Art used to talk about that all the time. I have two checking accounts. I have a draft account and a personal account. I covered that in the budget. My draft account is where all my expenses come out. I automate everything I can so I don't have to worry about it, okay? Then I have a personal account, which is what I'm if I use a debit card, whatever it may be, I live like that. And then that way I know how much I'm spending on a personal level. I started using QuickBooks. If you're not using that or some type of software, I started using QuickBooks back in 1996. And QuickBooks Online is, I mean, it's so simple. My checking account is tied to it. My American Express is tied to it. And then all I have to do is go in there. And most of the time it tells you, already, you know, it's already, because you've already put it in, then it's a auto expense, whatever it may be. And depending on how it comes through, they already know. And you just click, 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 and you have a P&L on your business all the time. Okay. My P&L is current, takes me like literally no time at all to do my taxes. And the reason is my accountant has a login to my QuickBooks. And he goes in there and he can pull all that stuff out and do all that stuff. So I don't have to deal with that. It's just one less thing. And I remember back in the days, you know, when it wasn't automated like that. All right, man alive. I mean, you think of all the time and energy that's just wasted to do that kind of stuff. All right. So then we'll get into optimize the personal activity. All right. So what is optimizing your personal activity? Well, the first thing that I've always done is I've used a calendar, and then the calendar, is connected to the way my goals work. So back in the days, I used to have this big calendar, you know, that would be, you know, Monday through Sunday, and it would be 8 a.m. till 10 at night and all that kind of stuff. And what I did is I knew that I needed to have a certain number of appointments that would allow me to hit the goals I wanted to reach. So if you're going into this coming year and you want to make X amount of dollars, one of the things you need to do is back that into the number of appointments that you need to have. Then you start keeping up with the number of appointments that you've had month to date, year to date, all that kind of stuff. And then you back it into your calendar. And so I used to do, I've had different ways of doing things this year, you know, this last few years. What I did was I made a decision that Monday and Tuesday were going to be my days. Okay. To hit my goals. All right. And so I have all of my appointments on Monday and Tuesday. Back at the years and years ago, I would on Monday and Mondays and Thursdays, those were my days. And the reason is I would wake up and be in the office at 8:30 in the morning on Monday and do my full-timer meeting on Monday morning from 8:30 to 10. And then I do it again on Thursday morning from 8:30 to 10. And then I would have appointments as soon as I walked out of the 10 o'clock meeting at 10:30, I would have a couple minutes with my assistant. And then at 10:30, I had my appointments. Okay. And I did that. And then when I was on the radio, I had to be on the radio at 1 o'clock that day. So I'd have my appointment that morning. Okay. All right. I'd double book and I highlighted it in my calendar. And then I knew that I had to fill those slots up. So I always tell people, fill the calendar slots. So if you have a goal, you want to have, you know, 10 appointments a week, then you probably need to, you know, have double book those 10. All right. And that's gives you 20 sets. And then you figure out when you're going to do it, that kind of thing. And then all you do is look at your calendar and make sure all your slots are full. And if your slots are full, you're going to reach your goals. That's the way you got to be thinking. All right. You want to create good habits that are hard to break. You got to become very habitual in the way you do things. My personal activity, I know what I do. I work on Monday and Tuesday. I've been doing that. And guys, I get so much done on Monday and Tuesday because that's when I work. All right. I mean, I, you know, every Monday and Tuesday, I usually have eight or 10 appointments, okay, between Monday and Tuesday, and in addition to doing this. And so it's a habit. So you just, and then what it also does is it gives you some time to, you know, enjoy while you're working, right? All right, because it allows you to have some free time. So after, you know, I do Monday and Tuesday primarily. I mean, Monday, the golf course is closed. How about that? All right. And then Tuesday, I work and I'm like, okay, really, I'm only losing one day of my golf because I like playing golf, right? And so the point being is I created a calendar and my personal activity, because I know you got to play only after you complete your work, right? And so I know if I fill up Mondays, okay, and fill up Tuesdays, then my week is good, okay, for what I'm wanting to accomplish. Now, do I only work Monday and Tuesdays? Now doing appointments, that's pretty much it. Occasionally I'll do something different. If I travel, we'll reschedule and stuff like that. But I'm not wanting to work 5 days a week. You know what I'm wanting to do? I'm wanting to enjoy life. I work my ass off forever. Okay. So I want to have a life in addition to having a business, right? And make money. And so you want to create your personal activity should create large numbers of potential no's. That's the way you need to be thinking about it. If you are, your day should be made up of rejection or potential rejection. All right. No, I'm not interested in an appointment. No, I don't want to buy. Okay. No, I don't want to come to work for you. So my whole day should be made up of somebody rejecting me. That should be what it is. Give me a chance to get rejected. If I'm getting rejected, then I'm going to do some business. But if I'm not getting rejected, then I'm not doing it. So you'd be thinking, you say, well, is the in the last hour, did I do things that could have gotten me rejected? All right. And if I did, okay, then I'm going to make money. Okay. But if I don't, I'm not. So then what you want to continue doing is this, and I'm going to talk about this on creating your account. Like what I did, I've had written goals forever. I have been going through my 2020 goals right now. And I mean, I looked, it's so detailed. It's not just a goal, it's a plan, you know, schedule, everything. And it was 18 pages, okay, of stuff, all right, regarding all this kind of thing. And I went and I've been going through it. And what I've been doing is I've been pulling out for my 2021 all the things that are working, okay, because I want to continue doing those things. I want to keep focused. If it's working, I want to continue it. I see people all the time. They don't pay attention to what's causing them to make money. So therefore they don't pay attention to why they're not making money. They don't understand that they're not doing the things they used to be doing, which is why they're not making money. Right? So when you find something that works, all right, then what you want to do is you want to continue to do that and make a list of all of the things you did this year that caused you to have a good year. All right, I can go through, I had a list of things that I wanted to accomplish, all right, all these different detailed type things. And I went through and I said, okay, what did I get done? And I went in on my 2020 goals. The first starting point was I went in and everything that was working that I was pleased with, I left them on there, and everything else, I deleted them. I made two copies. Then what I did is I looked at all the ones that I didn't do or didn't work. And I said, okay, am I going to add that in and try to get that done this year? That's how I go about great. So I want to make a list of all the things that are not working. All right. You know, I'll give you some examples. All right. Back in the days when 1986, all right, I made $33,000. I was a regional leader and I made $33,000. Now the good news about that was enough money to live. All right. Actually enough money to where I bought a house and things like that. And I look back at that 1986. And what I did is I went through, I had from Frank Betcher's book, you know, about keeping records. All right. I started keeping records of all of my appointments, and I would take the appointments. Okay. And I would put in there married kids, all that, you know, if they're qualified, not qualified, had all appointments. And here's what I figured out, guys. I figured out no kids, no business. Okay. If they don't have kids, okay, young kids, I wouldn't do business with them. Matter of fact, what I learned, and you guys, give you some info. I learned that if I got in front of somebody that had kids, normal income, married kids, that compared to the same people owned a home. Okay. But didn't have any kids. Guys, I made 13 times more money on the people that had children than the ones that didn't have children. 13 times. How about that? On a each appointment represented 13 times the difference. So I started looking. I said, now, why am I wasting my time calling on people that don't have kids? Okay. That was stupid. All right. And the only way I knew that was I looked at it. Now, why was it 13 times? Well, let me give you an example. Okay. The average sell was bigger. The persistency was bigger. The closing ratio was bigger. Okay. I mean, it went on. I mean, I didn't have to talk them into it. I could ask them one question. And that was, in the event of a premium, if something were to happen to you, would you want your family to be fully insured? Okay. In the event of a premature death. And they would say, yes. So, well, great. Would you be willing to set money aside in order to take care of that need? Yes. Okay. That was how I closed them. All right. It was that simple. Two questions. But if I sit there and I had a young couple, they're both working. Okay. That didn't work. Okay. And so 13 times. So I stopped calling on people that didn't have children. How about that? All right. Stop wasting my time on that. That was what happened. So I only present to qualified prospects. That's how I optimize my personal activity. Okay. Next thing. All right. Determine where your business and your recruiting is coming from. All right. What happens is you'll find that it's coming from the same places. So you want to be thinking about where your business and recruiting is coming from. Give yourself time to plan and document. Okay. So now if you want to get better at something, you got to have a little bit of free time in order to document what's happening. Do two things at once, as Tom Hopkins says. All right. You got to be always thinking about what can you be doing, all right, to optimize your personal activity. Let's keep going. Determine where the business and recruiting's come up. I copied the wrong one. Let's try it again. I've always had a sales assistant and an admin person. Let me give you an example of how my admin works. She has a securities license. She has a life license, and I close the business. We agree to what we're doing, and I tell them that my assistant will be in touch, and she will finish up the paperwork. How about that? For instance, you know, I did a variable annuity. Did I go in there and spend an hour on that variable annuity? No, I don't do that. What I do is I close it. I then turn it over to her and she goes through and finishes it all for me. I've been doing that forever, back into the office days. All right. I would have appointments going. When we agreed to what we were going on, I would bring in my assistant who had a license, who would finish up the life app, the securities app, everything. And I would go to the next room and do another appointment. So I understood about optimizing my time. I use Answer Connect. Okay, which is an answering service, and I use Acuity, okay, which allows people to do the same thing. So with that being said, guys, I ran over a little bit. I'm going to open it up here for a minute. I hope this is helpful. Hey, let me see who we got here real quick. I wanted to, Chuck, what's going on, buddy? Yeah, give us some good ideas.
Hey, Roy, this was really great. The optimizing, I picked up a bunch of things from your notes. I got a couple of pages of notes.
So good. What hit you that you know can help other people that you think?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, optimizing yourself and your personal business, that was huge. Last year you did this, and I made some adjustments in my business, which really helped me this year. I thought that was really huge. This last part you talked about being 100% on qualified appointments. That's a biggie. I think a lot of people in Primerica screw that one up big time. And I had to slap myself upside the head because I probably spend too much time not being that focused. You know, families that have kids. I never boiled it down to family who have kids.
So yeah, I'll give you an example. You know, I used to tell people this, you know, you can be highly motivated and go door to door in a nice neighborhood selling forklift tractors, you know, that pick up stuff, then haul stuff and all that kind of stuff. You can be highly motivated with a great product and you can go door to door in those nice neighborhoods and never sell anything.
Right.
Because they don't need that. Okay. You know, you got to go into an industrial lot, you know, complex if you're selling that stuff. Does it make sense?
Yes, absolutely. So this is great. And the other part is growing your income by taking the stuff out that don't pay you well.
Right. Stuff. Very good. Hey, I appreciate it.
Yeah, 2 hours a day. That's crazy.
It's a lot of money, a lot of money. Let me see. Anthony, well, I hadn't heard from you, buddy. What's going on? Tell me something.
No, this is great stuff, guys. I mean, it's just awesome towards the end of the year to kind of get refocused again. You know, I think with everything going on, we get distracted. And it's great reminders for all the things going into 2021 to have a great year.
What, from your standpoint, optimizing, what are some of the things you're going to do this coming year that you have that you want to change or improve on?
I think, honestly, just digging more into Sales Team Pro and really optimizing the use of it. Because as much as I think we understand it, I don't think we're all using it to full potential. I mean, even me going back, looking at, you know, the responses that we got from the Thanksgiving campaigns, I did get over 30 people that replied back, but I could have got so many more, I think, if I had more in the database.
Right, right.
I got to work harder on getting that database increased.
How many names are in your database now?
About 900.
About 900. So if you look at that, you say, well, I got 30 people responding back. So if you had 9,000, that means you have 300.
Yeah, right.
All things being equal. And that's the thing you got to keep in mind, guys, that this thing, the more you do, I started doing email marketing in 2010. Okay. I've been emailing my customer base since 2010 in a formal way. All right. And so what happens is the phone will eventually just start ringing more, all this kind of stuff. You're just getting in the groove right now. All right. I've got a guy that's getting ready to be a free agent. I met him in, I think, right around Christmas at the mall a year ago. All right. He's an NFL guy. And I look between Bree and I, all right, and the cool thing is we still got an appointment with him, but between Bree calling and the emails that we've sent, I think he's opened like 13 different emails, all right, and she's contacted him like 7 times, and I'm just waiting and waiting, and one day I'm gonna look back. I may contact this guy 40 times before he ends up doing it because everybody's – but the interesting thing is this guy's been opening all the stuff we send him, all right. So you think about that. Hey, Mark Drake, what's up, buddy? Hey, thanks, Anthony.
Hey, Roy, one of the things that I'm preparing for is a workshop that I'm going to do for our group. It's a goal planning, business planning session for 2021. I say that to you because I think I take for granted, what I love about getting on this every Tuesday and keeping 1 hour to my undivided attention is it floods me with ideas. And sometimes, I mean, there's 272 people on, and it's like drinking out of a fire hydrant, I think, to most people that are listening. And they've got to learn to take little pieces and inject it into their business. And because I know I take for granted the training, preparation, the planning, that not only I was exposed to, introduced to, but then I started practicing. I came to your office in, it was Super Bowl weekend, 1994. Oh, wow. I came and met you on a Friday. We went to the Saturday session. We went Monday, your manager meeting. We had lunch afterwards. And that short period of time, me seeing your environment, your office, and getting just a little bit of how you think, coupled with the Monday broadcast that you did years that back then, 1994. It's the whole reason I came to your office was you were on the Monday broadcast. I show up to your office and it was like everybody said, I'd run into somebody and introduce myself. They'd introduce themselves. They'd say, "You read the E-Myth? Have you read the E-Myth?" It was like a joke. It was like, am I on candid camera? Have I read the E-Myth? No, I don't even know what the hell that is. So I went and bought the book and I read the book. And I started just putting together these pieces, and I started to do the very things you've been talking about today and actually the last several weeks of this process. I began to put into practice and put into place. And my income went from 50 to 200 grand in a couple of years. And, we built an incredible life and an incredible business. But it's easy to take for granted all that preparation, all that things I did year after year, redoing my F&A every year, doing exactly the way you worded it, you know, firing your expenses and rehiring the necessaries, things like that. Those were things that I did because I wanted to be successful. I wanted to win. I wanted to become financially independent. And so I just want to, again, I say thank you. I don't want to say everybody say, I want to say thank you to you again for not just providing the example and then getting on here and be willing to share and invest, you know, just share your information, but it invests, it pours into all of us and how we can improve and get better. And so that's just something that I'm going to be doing here in the next couple of weeks. I love doing that this time of year, is looking back at the past year and saying, what can I improve? What can I do better next year? What can we as a group do better? What can I do to have an impact on people and the way they think and the way they function? So anyway,
another thing too, guys, something I did, and this, and it goes all the way back in 2005, I got divorced. And when I got divorced, it was a long divorce. And I started looking at, you know, I caught myself like, man, I was focusing on all the things I didn't have. You know what I'm saying? In other words, all the stuff I gave up. All right. And then one day I was like, you know what? Life is good. Okay. Most people would trade to be in my life. You know what I'm saying? Regarding all the good things. And so I made a list and I was like, life is good. And these are the things. All right. And so, you know, when we're focusing coming up, you know, sometimes you catch yourself being really frustrated when you're way the heck better than you were. You know what I'm saying? I looked at my situation. I was like, man, I mean, 10 years ago or 15 years ago, I was broke. Okay. And I didn't have anything. All right. So you might start thinking about that. Herb, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Roy. Man, I tell you what, I'm humbled and just feel so blessed to be on this and what I learn each Tuesday. But the biggest thing that's hit me these last couple of weeks and again today is guarding my time and time blocks, et cetera, and delegating and optimizing my time. It's just so important to guard it. I want to do the fun things and enjoy life, but I got to watch myself that I don't waste time doing some things that are really non-productive. And just really having that understanding of what my time is worth. You know, when you laid out the $125,000 a year and the $500,000 a year, what our time is really worth, it's just critically important to me. And I got big goals and I want to do the most productive thing possible to give a moment. And I find Sales Team Pro is an opportunity to use a lot of the tools here to do that.
Very good. Well, you know, when we start looking at, you know, if you really want to get your business going, you got to do it, right? You know, Art used to always say that you got to do it. Well, what that means is you got to do the things that cause your business to grow. Otherwise, your business isn't going to grow. I mean, we wouldn't sit here all day long and waste time. And guess what? Our business won't grow. Hey, Marcy, what's up? Marcy.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, yeah. So tell us what
awesome.
You're
going to listen. Here's what I'm thinking is if I would just optimize my personal time, I would more than double my income. And I just was messaging Wendy saying, hey, I want to pay somebody because I play better if I'm running with somebody that I can keep up with or that I can chase. So I'm looking to buddy up with somebody.
Okay. In terms of like competing or?
Yeah. Yeah. Just where are your numbers? How fast can you grow? Let's do it together. You know, just something to keep me going when I'm like, nobody's watching me, right, except for me. So it's just easier for me if I know Wendy's looking at my numbers.
Gotcha.
I don't have anything like that right now.
Let me tell you a little something that we did back in the days, and this is back in the days when we were making less than 100 grand. Chris Kube and I and Chris Howard and Scott Pinker, D. Pinker, when a couple other guys, we did a Sunday night kind of mastermind group and we talked to each other. What are we doing? We had like, it was like five of us that did that. We did it on Sunday night and we would have a call and talk to each other about what we were doing. And we were all making, I mean, you know, the Pinkers were making more, but the Chris and Chris Howard and Kube, we were making 100 grand a year. Okay. And it wasn't 5-6 years later, we were all making $1 million a year. And so, So yeah, it works. Get somebody you can hang in there with. That is always a good thing. How about, hey, Mark Forrester, what's going on, bud? Got you muted, Mark. You there, bud?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I'm here. Just kind of absorbing all this great information. I will tell you, December is usually my month to strategize about hitting the ground running in 2021. I do it every December. Last year, it led me to a $60,000 January month. So I'd like to get accustomed to those on a regular basis. And that was before I was really kind of involved with STP. So I'm strategizing as to how we can really use this to have a full year run with STP. And I love the annual review email campaign, which I've actually getting ready to send out about 600 of those. So I've got a lot of good feedback from people that I've been using it with, and I can feel the growth coming. Most of the business in the last 90 days has really come through STP campaigns and just some basic phone calls, but all of them are new clients that I you know, hadn't had before. So it's just, I think it was George Verdugo was like a week or two ago that was talking about, you know, going into different markets and different areas in his move. So he made some really great points. I think I've met George.
Targeting,
right, yeah. And I had met George once years ago out at Mike Sharp's ranch. So super guy, and, you know, I was taking a ton of notes, but there's a lot of activity that we could accomplish here with STP. And then, you know, I think Anthony made a great point, trying to wrap your head around a lot of the tools and functionality. I've also had a lot of people in the last 2 months, I think I've wrote more premium than I did all year just by moving people towards the Fix Your Finances and join our team links. So in the last 2 months, I think I've written about a little over 10,000 in premium, where the previous 8 or 9 months, there wasn't really any premium there. So it's a great way to reach out and expand and grow and to teach families the basic things that they need. And so this is a, you know, there's a couple other campaigns. I know I spoke to you a few months back, several months ago, about a neighborhood campaign that I'll share the numbers with you another time on that. But that's some of your old stuff and some of the new STP stuff plugged in there. It's working out better than I thought, to be honest with you. So
yeah, technology, man, is it works, and it's only going to get better. I can tell you that. All right. Hey, thank you. I'm going to keep hitting here. Josh Huffman, what are you doing, buddy? Hey, Josh.
Hey, Roy. I tell you, I'm sending out texts to my RVPs. Roy, I guarantee you, Michael Gerber did not provide more value to you than what you're providing to us. This is the best business coaching available, carte blanche for not just Primerica associates, anybody runs a business, but this is invaluable. And you know, I get so much out of it every week. And you know, I look at my life now, and I look at, you know, we, in spite of not doing so much of this when we grew our business, we still, you know, I've got several, you know, I've saved a lot of money and am financially secure. We can go where we want to, do what we want to, when we want to, and we don't have to always worry about financial limitations. And, but I really believe my net worth would be 3 times bigger than it is right now. And, but it's just these principles, the thing that I'm always afraid of, and I like what you've been doing, because the last 3 weeks, it's a lot of it's been similar things that first 30 minutes, because I think a lot of people just get overwhelmed. It's like going to, in the old days, when you go to a big fast art school or convention or, you know, whatever, and you'd have a notebook full of ideas. You got to go through that and highlight, you know, like 3 things that you can do to implement your business and focus on those things. If not, it's like a like a shotgun blast and you don't capture any of it. And, you know, it's like we got so many great videos that when a new person goes onto the dashboard and which ones should I pick? I'm one of these. I like to get, you know, here too, pick which one you like the best and keep it really simple, right? Because it's like, you know, it's like turning an ocean liner. It takes a long time. I'd rather keep it real simple, but this stuff is so practical, and it, you know, it's just really, really, really powerful. And I appreciate you making the investment of time and share the stuff. Yeah. You know, it reminds me, I think it was, what was it? Tremendous Jones. What's his name?
Charles.
No, it wasn't him. It was the guy who used to speak for National Cash Register, NCR. He was their number one speaker. He did training all across the country. And I think a 3M or somebody wanted him to come in and do a training. And he went in and he shared, you know, everything that he was teaching his sales reps to do. And the vice president of sales came to him afterwards and said, "Man, I just can't believe you're sharing all your trade secrets with us. We're competitors. I mean, I really appreciate it. You've done an incredible job. I appreciate it so much." And he looked at him and he said, "George, I can't get my guys to do these things. What makes you think you can get yours to?" So,
yeah, I can relate to that one.
if just 2 or 3% of them do it, it'll change everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very good. Hey, Josh, thank you. George, I see George.
Good morning.
You've got a good idea. We're running out of time.
Well, you know, it's funny, Roy, you and I think a lot alike. I mean, in December, I optimized my finances. You know, I have a bunch of automatic drafts coming out of my account on half of the things I'm not even using anymore. So it's a perfect time to do that. But the big thing is this year, what you've done, and, you know, in conjunction with Dean, is given us a system to run on. Because I when the pandemic set in, everybody was scrambling in regards to how they're going to do business. And I could see that in your case, you already had a system going. So it was very fluid. Your transition was simple. So for a lot of us, and I think somebody already said it, this is like drinking from a fire hose, trying to, you know, optimize all these systems. But the exciting thing is that once you got them, once you're through the learning curve, this, like everybody's already said on the call, my net worth would have been triple. My income would have been triple. I really believe I can make $1 million in the next 12 to 24 months using this. It's now just a matter of perfecting it and getting to the point where we can teach it, because that's the key to learning. It's not just learning for yourself. It's getting good enough to teach it to other people. So for me, that's the only frustration. There's a disconnect right now because I'm still trying to learn it for myself. So I'll be honest with you, this Tuesday morning is my, like, I have to get on this call regardless of what's going on, because it gives me ideas, and really what it does is it gives me hope. And, you know, again, like everybody said, you're doing a great job. I'm just sitting back like a student. Every Tuesday I get on, I'm learning something new. And for me, that's super exciting, because once you've been around as long as most of us on this call have been, it's almost like it's hard to learn things because you've heard the same thing over and over. But this call is very refreshing. So I think this year we're going to have a big year. And what we should probably do is somewhere in here, everybody that's participating in this call, is we should put our goal out there, what we're going to do next year. And then maybe on a quarterly basis, follow up, you know, okay, where's everybody at in regards to their goal? You know, if somebody's ahead, we capitalize it. If you're behind, what are the things that you need to do to get yourself on track? So it might be something that we do, because I agree with Marcy, you know, we all need to be accountable. And if we're not, you know, we're not going to grow as quick as we want. But like I said, I just think that this is one of the best things I've ever seen. I'm super excited about mastering it.
Very good. Hey, I'm going to real quick. Steve, have we got anything? Steve, the brain cop.
I'm working on the scheduling stuff, and I'm working on revamping how all of our webinar attendance stuff is shown. I'm in the middle of all this, so it's coming along soon.
All right, very good. And we're going to, at the kickoff, we're going to have a lot of cool stuff happening when it comes out. Hey, Tommy Lee, real quick, and then Ed, I'm going to let you say something, and we'll finish it up. Tommy, real fast, tell them what you showed me on the appointments. And I got a whole guys got a whole idea on this, but anyway, we'll talk just, about it.
Just real quick, I mean, number one, I mean, I agree with all the guys there. We get on here and I just sit there and I say, I'm getting the axe is getting sharpened every single time we get on here, Roy. We're now mapping out our goals clearer than ever before. We all have ideas, so writing them down. And since I've, you know, been working with you, are you talking about the appointment thing? I mean, what I'm doing now is instead of worrying about my presentation, I would say my conversation is a lot more important. So within my first 10, 15 minutes is just really getting into doing the FNA right away and qualifying that prospect and raising myself from, you know, making maybe 500 to 1,000 bucks per appointment to 2,000 to 5,000 per appointment. So optimizing my time there and just getting really, really good with getting those contacts and knowing where our money is and then recruiting them right afterwards on top of that, like just, you know, getting them right into recruiting them. So, you know, it's just been a phenomenal shift because every time I'm talking with somebody, I just know that business is getting done. And instead of just doing a little bit here or there, we're taking the entire enchilada, you know, pretty much everything.
Doing, all right. And just here's what he's saying. I'm going to double my outcome of the appointment is what he's basically saying. Ed, you still around? Ed Randall, you still there or Ed? Did we lose Ed? Let me see if we got Ed on here or not. Ed may be gone. He may be jumping on that other call. Let's see. Ed, he says connecting to audio. All right. Looks like.
Nice. Roy, his has been saying that for like 10 minutes.
Okay. Hey, real quick. All right. Then you're the man. Close us out, buddy.
All right. Hey, you know, something that I think you said earlier that people aren't maybe used to in Primerica is this idea of like you're investing in marketing and sales, a portion of your actual gross revenue, you know, or money back into the, I mean, it's just not something that's a Primerica kind of thing, you know, but I was talking to a guy recently who, simply has been really doing that, grew his online social marketing through Instagram to over 1 million people. I met another guy that's kind of been doing a lot of that. He did 200 million, it's a different company, $200 million in his base shop in securities for the year in 2019. You know, just some, it's just insane numbers, you know, that come from growing your brand, growing you, like actually getting people to grow that database, because one guy collected, I think, 40,000 emails that year, grew his database and his CRM. Imagine guys adding 40,000 people to your Sales Team Pro this year. What would that do? You know, it's just unbelievable. So just thinking about that kind of stuff and how, just, I think just stretching our belief from like, okay, I got 2,000 people in there. What if I could do 40,000 people, you know? Yeah, 100,000. How do we go to that size of a volume? Because when you do, then it's just a matter of those same 20% open rates. It's just quinflurpled, you know, to whatever that number is, right? And then your business will explode, you know, and people will be calling us at numbers that we can't even, you know, get our minds wrapped around.
The business, the opportunity, hey, we got a nationwide business. We got the ability to communicate 24 hours a day, meaning that the email can go out in the middle of the night. All right. We have instant, you know, we can text message, messenger. We can do all that. We can target everywhere. I mean, guys, we got so many things that 20, 30, you know, when I got started, none of that stuff was available. All right. Now you got people that are, you can communicate with them anytime, any day, all over the world because they got their phone with them. It's just, it's crazy. So, hey, great finish. Hey guys, let's, I'll talk to you next week. Let's, get busy. I will see you then. Thanks.